This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We're in a better place as a group. We're trying to just maintain this consistent style of play. And I think every coach, whatever system they're playing, believes that if they can get consistent play night in, night in, shift in, shift out, when you get a big lead, you know, there's a case in point. If you're going to give up something, make sure it's not a high quality opportunity and don't get loose. I think in the past, we've got a little bit loose. It's allowed teams to kind of claw their way back. I think we've learned our real hard lesson. We had some tough losses. I think it's made us tougher, and we've moved on from it, and I think we're better for it.
Welcome back to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Derek Kramer, Zach Jones here with you. I've calmed down.
I'm happy for you on that.
I'm loving that they're watchable. Like, that's the thing, is that they are an enjoyable team to watch this year. They really are. When you put it in the vacuum of watchability, they're inconsistent, but when they are on their game, it is a damn good product that they can put out on the ice. And all that does, though, to me, or like the first thing it does to me, and the most painful thing it does to me, though, is I look back at a general manager's inaction twice now, two off seasons ago, and during this losing streak. That's the part that hurts. Because there is promise within this group. There's promise within this core. And they are entertaining.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I love the fact that Yuri Kulik has effectively arrived and is getting top 6 minutes, no problem. That is a good thing. You saw flashes of the kid line in the last game. That's awesome. And I think that this is going to be the most interesting thing that I say today about all of this. The Buffalo Sabres are Dylan Cousins.
Oh, don't say that.
Promise, inconsistency, drive you up a wall. But it's there.
It's there. It's there. Oh, that is so frustrating. Oh, man.
I just killed Zach, sorry.
He didn't even have a good game the other night. Like, for two periods, it was pretty much like...
But then he shined.
And then in the third period, he has 3 assists. And he had a lot of hits throughout the game, a lot of shots.
But they were also quality plays that he set up.
Mm-hmm.
For a couple of those. Like, they were very good passes.
But then, and still, more and more people are just like, get him out of this team.
And ready?
Anything you can get for him.
And ready? He is the most frustrating aspect of them. That's why that's why the Sabres are very comparable to the player itself.
Yeah.
Because the Buffalo Sabres are very much the most frustrating thing about Buffalo sports.
Ugh.
Should we move on?
I just want one season where I'm not constantly I know ebbs and flows will come with the Sabres. I've now like gone to the I'm on my knees here, man. I am begging. Just give me a season where like
everything's actually just okay.
They're just okay, and there's never a moment where I'm thinking, oh, the season's dead. Even if they don't make the playoffs, I just want a season where like we're constantly in the hunt. Here we go.
At this point, I need to be able to turn to you guys and go, is this real?
Well, we would do that in that season, though. We would. But instead, every year, early, they shoot themselves in the foot.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they spend the rest of the year learning the same lessons again.
Yep.
And eventually get hot during the new year, but dug such a hole they can't climb out of it. But then, don't worry, at locker cleanout, we will hear how upset they are and how mad they're not playing hockey. Don't worry, we're going to hear it again.
For me, I'm not sure how much of this I want to actually put into the players.
Oh, I don't disagree. I'm with you on that. But
because it is hard to not try in hockey. It is very hard.
Well, yeah, going back to
Something P.K. Subban said.
P.K. Subban.
It is very hard. It is very hard to not put in the effort.
Mm-hmm.
I again look at a person sitting there in the general manager position. You had a chance to give this team the boost that they need, because when you buy, you're telling the team, "We believe in you, and here's why. There's proof. I've got this big name coming in to help you guys out because you're it."
Yeah. I'm going to take some off your shoulders. Get this other guy in here.
No, it's also
the locker room.
It's also, I believe in you. Yeah, let's go.
Let's go. 803-0550, the number to call. I want to talk Sabres. Are you kind of in the same boat me and Derek are in, where it's just excited they're playing better, but it's still just too little too late. But before that, it's now snowing here at our Amherst studios.
Yeah,
but
I'm looking like
I don't think
at the window.
Yeah.
With the reflection, I'm not turning around and looking at it like you are.
Yeah.
The flakes are massive.
They are big.
They are huge flakes. I don't think, though, it's snowing in Indianapolis. And we'll go back there as Seth Capaccio met with Titans reporter Teron Davenport. And here is that interview.
Teron Davenport from ESPN NFL Nation. Always a good time to catch up with you at the NFL Combine. You're looking great, buddy. How you feeling? Everything
good? Hey, listen, man. No bad days. That's my motto. But forget me. I got to talk about this Blazer you have on today.
Oh, man.
More importantly, the one yesterday. I really like that.
Thank you. I love that. We share a barber. You're looking good.
That's right.
That.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier.
Gillette Mach 3.
You just wake up in the morning. It's a lot easier to
get yourself
get
a fresh shave.
Get over here and we can get our work done as we're watching these defensive tackles, defensive ends today. But obviously, the Tennessee Titans in a position to really pick whoever they want in the NFL draft.
Yeah.
What is your sense of right now of where they're going?
There are a multitude of directions they could go. Free agency, I think, is going to tell you a lot. I think they go Abdul Carter right now. They really don't know for sure. They met with Shedeur Sanders at the Shrine game, and they really liked him. They're yet to meet with Cam Ward. I know Travis Hunter, there's interest there. They said they would start him at corner, and I just don't know if you draft a corner number one, but Abdul Carter, you saw what the Eagles did to Patrick Mahomes. That pass rush and everything, so that put that value up a lot.
Why did Will Levis not work out?
I don't have enough time to give you every reason, but I'll say he is, if you look at Will Levis and see him in person, it's very similar to Josh Allen, where you're like, you know, if God were to make a quarterback, this would be the physical.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Cool result, yeah. Right? But it's just the mental aspect, being able to take what he's learned in the classroom to the practice field. That's happening, but relaying that to the playing field and just being a pleaser, always wanting to do too much. Yeah. That's really been the issue. And you saw that in the Bears game where he was going down and he just shot, put it the ball. Tyreek Stevenson picked it up, pick six, and that won the game.
Yeah, yeah. And now because of that, they are in the quarterback market.
Yeah.
And you just mentioned Shedeur Sanders. So what's the plan here, do you think, of how they go about this if they don't get one, number one, and don't go quarterback? Is it free agent market? Is it trade? What do you think?
Yeah, so in talking to Mike Borgonzi, and I had a couple conversations, just one-on-one, and we talked about how they go about building a roster. And yeah. He reverted back to the Kansas City days. So I asked him specifically, hey, Mike, listen, are you of the school where – you build the roster, and you drop the quarterback in, or what are your thoughts about getting the quarterback and building around him? And he said, listen, I build from the trenches, and I believe in what we've done before, which was drafting Eric Fisher, number one, trading for Alex Smith, rocking it out for 3 years, and then getting Patrick Mahomes because they felt they had to get to the next level, trade up to 10 to get him because he gave them a different degree. And you know, once Patrick Mahomes starts, you know personally from being in Buffalo, once he started, six straight AFC championship
games. That's good insight because that does tell you that maybe they'd rather go the route of what you're saying instead of taking a quarterback early in the draft. Is it also because, in your own personal opinion here too, maybe these quarterbacks aren't quite ready for that particular, this class, you know what I mean? And to me, this isn't a class that has a Josh that we know of now and what that class was, and Patrick Mahomes and those guys. Mm-hmm.
Ironically, when the Chiefs and Mike Borgonzi was part of that crew, when they passed up at a quarterback despite needing one at number one, you had Geno Smith E.J. Manuel.
E.J. Manuel, right. The Bills traded down and took him.
Yeah, you're very familiar with that. Yeah. And so that was considered a questionable draft. And when I look at these guys, honestly, I would put Shedeur right there and Cam right there with J.J. McCarthy, Bo Nix for last year. I think they could have been first-round picks last year. I know there's different knocks and things on him, but I mean, look, no prospect is perfect. I think Shedeur is one of the most NFL-ready quarterbacks to come to this league in the last 2 years. Cam Ward is plutonium-level potential. I love the dog in him, and you heard what he said. Hey, you pass on me, you're going to regret it. And the last guy to say that was Peyton Manning. You know, so I like that swagger, that moxie.
So what other things do the Titans need to do this offseason? Like, what's their big areas they have to address?
So offensive line is critical, right? You look at the right tackle position. They gave up 29 total sacks from the right tackle position. That's more than any other right tackle group in the league.
Wow.
So that immediately, you got to take care of that. It's been an issue dating back to 2019, right? So you have that. They need inside linebacker help. They need safety help. Quarterback, we talked about. Receiver, right now, Calvin Ridley is the only experienced receiver on the roster, literally. So they need help there. I think you look at returner. This team hasn't had a punt return for a touchdown since 2012.
Wow.
The last kick return for a touchdown was A.J. Brown in 2020 on an onside kick. So they need some type of, you know, excitement.
Sure.
John Fassel, Bones Fassel, as they call him, him getting the new ST job, I think that's going to help a lot. He's bound to find somebody.
How did things go with Calvin Ridley after the contract that they gave him?
I think it went well. And yeah. I smiled because I remember training camp. Calvin was a little abrasive, right? But as he started to settle in, and the thing was, and I actually did a story on him, he was having trouble catching the football. And so he went back to basics. They have this machine called the Lobster. Okay. And it's a jugs machine that shoots tennis balls.
Okay.
And he would catch those. He worked with John Shaw, one of the strength and conditioning coaches. And they just would do a whole new routine pregame, right? The week they did that, that game, he blew up and had like 140-something yards on 12 catches against the Lions. And that kind of like launched him forward to the 1,000-yard season. Talking to him all year, like that was critical for him to do. I love Ridley, man. He's a great guy to talk to. And, you know, he's a really good player, too. Yeah. So sudden in and out of his routes.
Before I let you go, I know that you know very well Mike Vrabel. You got to know him and his staff very well. Obviously, he's in New England now and a place we know of him from Buffalo when he played. Yeah. They have a lot of work they have to do, but what do you think about Mike and his fit in New England? And obviously, with the Bills ahead of them so far, where they are in the AFC East, but how they can try to rise up a little bit.
Facing Mike Vrabel twice a year, the Bills training staff, and we know they are awesome. Right, but they better stock up on Advil, Aleve, and all that stuff. Because it's a true fight when you go against a Mike Vrabel team. He preaches like building a callus and being tough and hard nosed and making it a back alley fight. So you're going to have that. They're going to run the football. They're going to be physical. Josh Allen is going to have to get used to seeing coverage. Yep. I'm talking about like rushing four, dropping seven, because that's what Vrabel loves to do. It's going to be a really good opportunity to just play physical football. And I love Josh Allen. I love Keon Coleman, Cook, you know. So I'm looking forward to seeing those matchups because I'm low-key a Bills fan. Andre Reed is my favorite player all time.
I
love Thurman. Yeah, Jim Kelly, all those. Listen, we go into Keith McKellar. We could go talk about Biscuit. You know, we could talk about all those guys. I'm a Bill. I love the Bills.
Anytime you want to come to Buffalo, those guys are around a lot for a lot of events. They love the place where they played. Thurman still lives there. Steve Tasker's right behind the curtain doing his show right now. All those guys. And Jim still lives in the area, obviously. And it's always great to catch up with you, brother. Thank you so much for doing this.
Yeah, take care, man.
All right, you got it.
That was Teron Davenport with Sal Capaccio. We're going to take a quick time out here. When we come back, we'll get you ready for Sabres Live coming up at 12 o'clock as the Sabres are on the road to take on Carolina. We also got some birthday wishes to throw out there after a quick time out. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, and this is WGR.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.